Hi, Foxy. I'm just lighting some sage. How are you? Look, I'm getting a call. I got somebody at the door.
Gone?
Oh, it's the neighbor. My parents.
Are you
We're
sage?
waiting. I'm on the podcast, yeah. And saging. So I'm saging, clearing the space and the energy. You can call in. I'm gonna wait for a couple people to get in here before I start the pod. Like, I'm gonna cut this part out. The first few minutes, I'm gonna roll a blunt, and then I'm going to get ready, and then we'll start. Like, we'll redo this whole thing, and the we'll do the intro. I didn't want to go too far because I had already went past time, you know. So, I mean, you can share and everything, and we'll just get started. But yeah, how are you? Foxy, I can't hear you.
To be honest with you, I just unmuted myself, got the living
It
room.
says you're connected, but I don't
To
know.
be,
There you
can you
go.
hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yo, oh shit, yeah, my shit's lagging. There we go.
Get it together, Foxy.
I know, jeez.
So welcome,
Not today,
Brina,
it's been good.
to our little situation. So I was just telling Foxy we're just gonna sit here and get started. I'm gonna roll a blunt because I was lagging. I was looking up a few things, and so I'm gonna roll a blunt. And as soon as we get a couple people in here, oh, we got five already. Hi, guys. As soon as we get some people in here, we'll start. I got a nine card spread, I believe, that I found for the new year. There was one that I did last year that was the 12 card, but it was the traditional tarot. This is before I had all the oracle cards. And I feel like I want to do something with the oracle cards and the tarot. So we'll kind of like pull some cards from both and get a good spread for the year. But we're just getting started, and we're gonna smoke some, get everything together.
Imagine.
So if anybody wants to call and, you know, help me get it going, we can do that.
Imagine there are like eight R's on the end of that father right there. Father.
Father. This is my father.
Where's my bell and how's Mikey?
Glorious.
Welcome, Prophet, to the Holy Shift
Hey.
podcast. This is a little freestyle moment here. We're just getting started. We're getting everything together. We're going to do a New Year spread. We did pull the daily cards earlier, and in a moment, I will go and read that daily card message if any of you have missed it. It was absolutely ironic, the cards that jumped out today. I love it. I love how the universe works. The messages and the language speak in mysterious ways. So let's go to the next song, and then we'll come back to this after we'll get into the theta mindset. How's that? Creative?
You know, I
No?
definitely want to hear what you got to say about today's readings and card pulls. I'm excited, honestly, because like I've been seeing what's been happening in my day and how they
Yeah.
normally correlate with your readings. So I'm
Right.
very exciting or very
And you
excited
know,
to
like
hear what you
whenever
have.
I read for other people as well, like I get messages from other people's readings too, and it's like it's a little funny how we all are kind of on the same page. We may be going through different things, but have the same like little feelings and situations about it. Welcome, Prophet. I don't want to butcher your last name, so I appreciate you coming in here. Again, we're just doing a little freestyle conversation before we get the podcast going. I'm intending on doing a card reading for the year. And so I got a card reading that is a nine card reading, and I'm pretty sure that we'll get an extra card or two so that we can clarify some things. But it's going to be just a general reading for all of the listeners out there. I will go to Facebook and I will read the daily card right now. We're in the process of
Yay.
elevating our minds
Oh, I'm going to
with
elevate
the
while you do that.
herbs. We both
Yes.
are. So I'm getting it ready while I'm going to read this. So today's two cards were birthing a new age, birthing new creations, dreaming a new world into being, and the priestess, which is how are you being called to step up and lead? Okay, so I just found that very ironic, and we pulled the cards in Milt's show this morning. But so for my reading, we're coming to the end of a cycle, or coming to the end of a cycle, such as a relationship, a job, or a year, we must realize that it also means a beginning. It's time to visualize what you desire to experience in your reality. We are consistently called to take small steps towards our happiness. Take control of your path, set intentions, and guide your energy to manifest what is truly meant for you this new year. We have to set our intentions, and we have to take those small little actions, listen to the signs and the symbols out there that are calling to us as we go throughout the day. I appreciate you for sharing, Mike. Thank you for coming here. We're just getting a little bit, we're elevating our minds at the moment before we start the, I got you. You manifest every moment. So start feeling that joy that you will feel as you grab that herb and start sparking it, that first spliff. You manifest that. You got to get in the feeling, right?
Yeah. Ooh, anyways, you got to get that feeling.
Get that feeling. Like Foxy. He's like up there right now. He can't help it. I'm trying to find a spliff to open up and put the herbal in and out. So I manifested an injury this morning, you guys. The last week, I think you guys had heard. Welcome, WB Fox. We're just freestyling it. We'll get started with the reading in a moment. The chair had fell on my foot, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, I think I broke it, whatever, just being dramatic. Anyways, so today I went to stand up and go do something. And after I stood up, I like slammed my foot into the side of the, I took my friend's blunts. I took more than I thought I did. Sorry. Anyways, I had slammed that same foot into the bottom drawer of my desk and just like completely re-injured that shit. And it was horrible. It's still horrible. I'm in pain. However, I am being called to take a step back and slow down. And I was working on some business stuff, and it's telling me to stop being distracted and get more on that. That's my interpretation of that injury, because everything we go through is a sign or a symbol of what we need to be doing or whatever is guiding us. And that's what I was doing at that moment. And I tried to get up and got distracted. See? Oh, and then Fox, whatever. No, it's okay. Fox got a call. But I get distracted and I don't complete these certain tasks that I intend on getting completed. So I think that's what that injury was about. Again, I want to welcome you all to the Holy Shift podcast. I am your host, Poetic, and we are just doing a quick little freestyle. I'm getting a spliff ready so that I can spark it as we're doing our reading. Diet Coke Crazy. Nice name. Yeah, I'm getting this ready, and then we will definitely get this reading started for the new year. I have a 9-card spread that I'm going to do. It is, if you would like to look at the description, it's by newagehipster.co, and it's the New Year Tarot spread. I could actually link it, give you a copy of this. I know some of you can't click on it, but if you would like to, that's where I'm getting the spread from. And so many people have different there's different New Year spreads. There's 12 year, like one for each month. There's some like past, present, future. There's some that's like health and prosperity and different things, but I feel those are more geared towards a individual when you start getting into the finance, you know, just the details like that. So I decided to just do this general type of New Year spread, and you guys can pick a number, and I'm going to skip out the tarot card decks. We'll get here started in a minute. But one of you can pick a number for the deck that you want for the New Year's spread, and then we'll get a couple decks maybe to clarify the information if I need a little bit of clarity for the reading. But I appreciate you all for coming. I had scheduled the show. That's why I started, and we aren't like completely starting the read at the moment, because I had scheduled the show, and I was not ready. But again, for the new year, if you weren't here, for today's read anyways, for the daily cards, two popped out, and it was Birthing a New Age and the Priestess. And so my interpretation was coming to the end of a cycle, such as a relationship, a job, a year, or a year, we must realize that it also means a beginning. So every end is just a beginning. Life is a spiral. It's not necessarily a circle. We come back to things, but it's ever evolving and ever shifting and ever changing. That's the only constant in life is change, right? So we are consistently called to take small steps towards our true happiness. Take control of your path, set your intentions, and guide your energy to manifest what is meant for you this new year. Priestess means what are you being called to do? What do you need to do to take lead in your life and for the things that you are meant to do? And the card before that was Birthing a New Age. So what are you being called to create in this new year for yourself and for your life? For your family, possibly community. Who knows? How big can you dream? It's up to you. You can create whatever you want, you guys. It's up to you what you choose. And let's see. I don't know if you guys were trying to call or anything. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. And we are going to get started with our New Year's read. I'm not sure who is still here. We'll look in a minute. Is there anybody here that would like to choose the deck for this New Year's read? The main deck? Give me a number between 1 and 13. 1 and 12. 1 and 12, actually. 7. Good choice. Let's see what that is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ooh, it's the Energy Oracle. That's a beautiful one. Welcome, Smith. Thank you for joining me. We are going to get started here in just a moment, probably like less than 3 on our reading. We'll choose another deck for clarity. You know, we're coming into the end of a new year, and we were discussing in Milt Dog's podcast how some people choose to make resolutions for the new year. And some people, I choose to resolve each day to be better than I was yesterday. Making huge goals and decisions for me, I do follow through when I've completely went through a change, and it's not typically on that New Year's Day. However, I have to get my mindset right, in order to make those resolutions and try to make these goals. So I try to do it in each day now. It serves me better than trying to make a huge goal for the year. And each time I reach those small little goals, I may have a couple for like a month or two or maybe 6 months or whatever. But once I achieve a small little goal, I choose to celebrate. You have to be proud and celebrate the small little things, or else you'll get overwhelmed and discouraged. And I personally won't follow through. Some people do amazing with New Year's resolutions. I personally have to choose the small little baby step situation to get my my goals and situations done. So I resolve each day to be better than the last. I do resolve this year to be successful and make a profit out of the investment in my business that I did this year. So we'll see how that works out. But yeah, that's the one thing that I will say I am hoping to achieve, and I have a good feeling about it. I'm setting the intention out there and focusing my energy more on some things, And you guys all will see as I shift. I completely appreciate you, and you guys are all part of my ever-evolving, my evolution. You guys are a part of it. And I appreciate you for coming. I am having issues trying to talk and roll a blunt at the same time. I'm getting it done nonetheless, but, you know, I'm spiritual as fuck. And we elevate on a daily basis. Nate Dogg School of Medicine, as my T Sports would say. Also Nate Dogg. You know. Anyways, we got the child coming in and out. We are all going to have abundance. If that's what you choose, you get in that feeling and that you have to feel abundant now. Be thankful and grateful for all the things that are around you and that you have now, even the little tiny things. And that energy of appreciation and gratefulness and happiness for those things will just draw more things to be happy and grateful and thankful for. So we got the blunt. We've got the sage burned. Our candles went out, so let's start a new one. I feel like there was a reason. I started that candle this morning when we were doing the daily card. So I find that funny that it went out before we started this reading. All right. So we got the Energy Oracle cards. One of the first decks that I got, I think it was the third. I now have 15. And you know, I have seen some people that do, I set this up and I'll take a picture of this little area that I did for this reading, but I've seen some people do their recordings and have like a wish list on their YouTube videos and all that stuff. So I'm thinking about getting a wish list together and just little projects and things together and little programs for all of us, not just me, but you, not just you, but me. We all can benefit from certain practices and things. So, yeah. If there's any reversals, I'm not going to read the cards in reversal today because I believe this deck does have reversals. So I'm not going to read that. I'll just kind of get the whole the whole meaning of the card, right? I was just looking at the book. So, yeah. Let's go back. Thank you all for staying and bearing with me this moment. We got Smith, Rebexy, Lemon, J-Baby, Brina, all of you. Thank you for being here. Let's start this and we're going to get it going again, okay? Welcome, welcome to the Whole E-Shift podcast. I am your host, Poetic, and I thank you for joining me today. This is December 31st. The new year is here. Today, everybody's celebrating getting rid of 2020, right? And bringing a new year into play. I seen some wordplay on Facebook today. 2021, W-O-N. And I found that funny, but I don't necessarily see that in a bad light. 2020 has brought me here to you guys, has created a whole family of friendships here on Podbean. I would not have been here and started this podcast or started reading cards for anybody if not for 2020 and the time that COVID allowed me to take off from work. I appreciate all of you essential workers out there that did not get a chance to get off, that have worked harder than most. Thank you. You are appreciated. And I send all this love and light to you. However, it opened up some time for me in order to think about what I truly wanted to do. I knew that I wanted to help people. And I am a healer. However, I don't heal people. I allow space and help people heal themselves or guide them in that journey. And 2020 has brought me the confidence and the friends and the motivation and the encouragement to step into my power and take a hold and to start reading. And I've gotten nothing but love and support from all of you that I've met on Podbean, as well as the followers and clients that I have met outside of Podbean and have came here. Some of the people that may not always listen to the podcast, but will get a shout out anyways, some family members, some people that I've read for that I don't believe have Podbean or know that I do a podcast. I should probably get the word out. That's one of my goals, is to market more, to get the, to help build the business, right? So we got a 9-card spread here that we are going to do. And the first card is what we are going to bring into this new year. Okay, and we've got the Energy Oracle deck that was deck number 7. What is that, the deck that you chose? I counted. I promise it's that deck. But it's the Energy Oracle cards by Sandra Ann Taylor. And we'll shuffle here. Let's spark the spliff and get this going. Okay. So I appreciate you all for being here. Let's see what the new year can possibly bring for us if we focus our energy. Again, it's all up to us. We create in every moment what we would like, or what we create every moment, our reality and our vibration, our energy, our thoughts, our feelings, the things that we surround ourselves with, is what will draw the future or possibilities of the future to us. So we got to be aware and mindful in every moment, right? So for the first card, oh, we got 2. So maybe we need that second one for clarity. So it's a storm warning. Interesting. We're bringing, okay. Let's get our words right. We're bringing a storm warning in from this last year, right? I find that ironic because this last year has brought nothing but storms, right? And so we're on guard. We know that, hey, maybe we do. Maybe we need to just be on guard and be aware. Again, I was just speaking about mindset, right? And being aware and mindful about what's going on around us. And this is what we're bringing in from this last year. Right? What we are bringing into the new year is the storm warning card. It's the number 10, so you can break that down in numerology to the 1. With chaos, with the storm, with all the intensity, it always brings a new beginning. And again, look at the daily card. It was birthing a new creation into being, right? It is starting a new cycle. It is, what can we do to take the lead? So we know that things have been hectic. We know that there has been chaos. We know that we have been going through a storm in 2020, right? So we've been dealing with this. And the second card that came with this, we're bringing in a more caring connection. And this number is 14, which can reduce down to 5. 5 is change. 5, 5, 5. If you look at 5, 5, 5, it's change, right? It's a new shift. And this card says caring connections. We've created a lot of connections this year. I know I have. I've let go of a lot of things. A lot of things have shifted this last year. A lot of storms have happened and helped create new beginnings for me and a lot of others. Helped shift our awareness and our mindset into what's most important, right? We've connected and we are caring more about people and how people are going. I know it seems crazy. And yes, the news and a lot of social media can hide a lot of the connections that have been made. With all the distance going on, there's so many connections, especially this year for me, with you guys, with the podcast, with everything going on. You've created this connections through the storm. That's what we're bringing into the new year. All these great connections, and the awareness that even through the storm, good things can come of it, right? What lesson can yet last year bring? That's what this next card will be. You know, I start talking and I get lost. And the blend's out, but it's okay. So we're going to shuffle and we're going to see what lessons last year has brought to us. Okay. If anybody would like to share the show, please like, please share, please follow. Anybody listening that is not a fan or has not followed Milt Dog, please do so. Milt Dog 2020 show. Once he gets 900 followers, we will get a personal concert on Milt Dog show from The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly Truth from Striving to Perfection. So please, you guys, go follow Milt Dog. I'm just plugging his show because he always is generous to me. We had a couple cards fall. We had four cards fall. So we'll just take those four cards for the next placements. How's that? And if we need clarifying information, then we will definitely pull another card or get a different deck. So the lessons from last year. We are learning, it's the door to personal healing and happiness. We have to heal ourselves and get out of the ideas that we are not strong enough to overcome the craziness that may approach us in our lives, right? The door to personal healing and happiness starts with us. The doorway is within. The number is 7. Number 7 to me means luck and happiness, right? This deck doesn't show that, but let's see. The numbers is what I was looking for. There's a deck that I have that has the number, numerology information. We're going to go and see, kind of get a clarity for this in the book. It's new beginnings in our personal life. We hold the door to these new beginnings. Isn't that amazing? The lessons that nothing outside of us is what controls it. Yeah, we can have chaos going around. We can forget about the chaos and just pretend our normal lives are going on. But in reality, we create the positive change in our lives. Whether we're working on the inner healing or breaking down addictions or learning to change some things in our life, a new year, a new place to live, a new job, a new relationship, whatever it may be, these changes, this shift, it's all about intention. What are you expecting? Your feelings and thoughts and energy about a situation will draw to you that reality. We are consistently creating what we have in our lives. We are consistently ever changing this present moment, right? It takes time for energy to shift into the physical reality. So how do you want to feel right now? What is the best feeling that you can feel right now, despite all that? Choose that feeling. And as you choose that feeling, you will get more things to be happy and grateful for. And you will also draw that personal healing. You will draw all those things you intend for your life to you. So stop thinking, oh, this is going to happen. So how am I ever going to get that happy relationship? How am I ever going to get that new job that I want? Just know that, okay, where I'm at is okay. I'm okay with where I'm at. I look forward to being in a different position. Don't be so hard on where you're at, okay? We have to be thankful and grateful for where we are in order to bring more blessings, right? So the lessons from last year have told us that we hold the key to our happiness and our healing. So what are the blessings from last year? Perfect card. We've learned. It's the number 3. Number 3 is a powerful 3, 6s, and 9s, as Nikola Tesla said. That's how the universe speaks, right? 3, strategy. We have learned that no matter what we plan, no matter what we plan, we cannot always plan for everything, right? We have to have a strategy that is ever evolving and changing, just like, again, the present moment. We create our happiness in every moment. We have to plan to shift if what we have manifested calls for us to do so. And if the universe is guiding us in a different light, we may not know or be aware of the crazy, amazing things that we are being guided to do. For instance, this last year, get on the live cast. Why not? Okay. Wow. They know my name. Oh, they said hi to me. Wow. You know, creating this new platform for me to read cards and to do different things for people. It's an amazing thing to be able to shift my plan. I was planning on creating a business. I wanted to help empower people. I'm like coaching or something like that. Something to do with the energy healing. I never thought it would be cards, you guys. Plan for anything, but prepare to shift that plan in the moment's notice, okay? So that is the blessing from the last year, is learning about that strategy and how to shift that strategy if the moment calls. The theme for this new year, so I find this funny because, okay, we've had, if you look into a lot of the metaphysical and new age articles and websites and readings, and they're talking about the age of the Aquarius and it's shifting into the age of the healer, and all the healers are going to, you know, we're kind of been a little bit of hermit-like, but now this is our time to shine. And the theme or word for this new year, the theme, it's the number 6. So we just had 3, right? The reduction, 21 to 3. 51 is 6. And healer of the ages is the theme for this new year. We're here to heal generational wounds of lifetimes for our generation, for our family, our ancestors, for a lot of the different ages of these, you know, massive different things from history that have happened, that have been covered up or that have been ignored or forgotten about. We're here to heal all that shit, because that energy will not transmute or shift unless we heal it. Energy never dies. It only transforms, right? So remember that we must heal all this crap. That is the theme for this year. The age of the Aquarius, all the conjunctions, all the astrology, all the astronomy, all the things that everybody are starting to feel, the awareness that there are a lot more healers and empaths out there than you realize. People are getting more comfortable. We've always been out there, but now is our time. The healers, it's our year. That's the theme of the year, healer of the ages. It's time to step in our power, you guys. A lot of you know that I have told you, a lot of you heal with your art. A lot of you have hidden your healing powers and abilities. A lot of you just stay within your own circle about it. But it's time to step into the light and shine, you guys. We're here to heal. We have all agreed to come into this time to help heal this whole world, this whole energy, and shift into a new age. That is what we're here to do. Our true dreams and desires for this year, it's what everybody's been hoping for, victory, right? Your healing powers do rise in the light. Your voice and your energy is a healing power, Will. You already know that. So this is another 10. So it could be down to 1 again. Well, it's 28, so it reduces to 10 and then to 1. But victory. Victory is what our true dreams and desires for this year. We want to rise above all the crazy illnesses. We want to rise above all of the negative energy and the arguing and the conflict and the contrast that has been happening all of these, the last 12 months. And We would like to have that victory for this year, right? To overcome all the bullshit that we have and have victory and be happy and be joyful and be able to step into our happiness. We've got, I'm going to remind you guys, and if you weren't here, so this is the card, the spread for the year. Number one, the card that will bring us into this new year, two cards popped out, and what we were bringing into this new year was a warning from all the storms, the storm warning from last year, and the connections that we have made, the caring connections that the storm has brought to us. I feel like COVID and the craziness of everything that had happened this year. The lessons from the last year were that the door to personal healing and happiness starts with us, that we create that. The blessings from last year is knowing that even though we have that strategy, and I will post these pictures on all the platforms, you guys. If you want me to send it to you personally, just let me know in the chat. I will look at this before I end it. But so strategy was the blessing from last year, that knowing that our strategy and our planning don't always work out in how we have planned, yet being able to be flexible in our plans, being able to go with the moment's notice, because we can't always plan for the future. We don't always know what's going to happen. However, our abilities to be flexible in our plan will help us. And that was the blessing from last year. The theme for this next year is Healer of the Ages. And our truest desires for this is to be healing and be victorious in this healing, right? That is number five. That is our truest dreams and desires for this year. And we'll put that one there. I'm trying to put these cards how they're supposed to. Like, I have a smaller space than it allows for these big old cards to be in this spread. So let's see. Now we're going to shuffle and we are going to get how to manifest the healing and the victory for this healing this next year, okay? How do we manifest all these things? The healing for our country, for ourselves, for our communities, for the world, for our earth, for all the energies. Ooh, that card fell out. The goddess of the moon. That's how we are going to manifest. And so it's another seven. Five and two. So I'm going to get my book in a moment after I do this whole reading, and we'll decipher the numbers and numerology and the meanings behind it, because this is a number seven. We've had two tens that reduced down to ones, and we had the three and the six so far. So these numbers, we have a couple of repeating numbers, and the theme for this next year, I feel like, will also be hidden in the numbers as well. The signs, you got to look at the signs, you guys. But the goddess of the moon, she's standing here and she's so powerful, and you know, it's kind of mystical in the background, but she's so powerful holding the moon above her as she's just guiding that energy. And let's check out. So that is the how to manifest these things as the goddess of the moon. And let's look at the book to decipher how we are going to manifest these things into being. 52 reverses to 7. So the number 7. And again, I feel 7 is a lucky number for me. If I don't know how you guys feel about it. We've had 777 is like on the lottery machines or whatever. How we manifest these things. Again, healing. Again, door to personal healing and happiness is going within, right? So the goddess of the moon, according to the book, is intuition and going within. It's an eternal spirit holding the bright reflective moon, standing in front of a crystal clear waters of the sparkling waterfall. Her arms are stretched upward, receiving the light of the moon, the light of the inspiration. It's all about intuition, the ability to receive insights from your soul's point of view. You that have the power to get intuitive information on all types of issues. This year, we are healing ourselves. We need to know when to heal ourselves, when to walk away. We get the messages. You get, when you're engaging with somebody and you get that hit to walk away and not deal with that person anymore, listen to that. Stop ignoring these signs. All these different things that we have been ignoring this last year and the years previous, we got to start listening to those hits and those intuitive things and the little things that we would, oh, my grandma would say that. Well, that's grandma saying that. Or, oh, that reminds me of so-and-so. Well, that's so-and-so telling you these things. It's little messages and signs and symbols from our higher selves, from our guides, from our ancestors, from even people that are here that would be have our best interest at heart, that, you know, maybe not be so loud about being intuitive and being able to be empathic. When you get the urge to take that route home, it says, a different route home, or if you decide to write down an idea, or you have an idea for a book, or a new invention, a new tool, anything, you need to take heed in those intuitive hits. You've got to listen, write it down. Even if you're not going to act on it right now, write these things down. Okay, you're going to figure out how to heal yourself as you listen to your intuition, as you see the signs. Okay, this is what I've got to do. This is how we're going to shift this year. This is how I'm going to manifest what I need for this year to be. This is how it's going to happen for me. What message do we need from our higher selves, from our intuition? Okay, for all these things to help, for all these things to manifest. Ooh, so we got a couple messages from our higher selves, you guys. So we got the 6 again, and then we got a number 2 or 20, which is envy. So the contract and envy. So make this contract with your higher self. You've already known what you need to do. You guys have talked about doing these things for yourself, and you've decided, oh, I can't right now, or oh, that can wait, or you know, because this is going on, I've got to do this. Well, no, you've got to make that contract and dedicate yourself into doing what you truly need to do. Following your passion, following your light, listening to your intuition, and healing yourself will guide you to living in your truest purpose. So you will not envy other people. So you will not have that regret and that fear about, man, I wasted all my time, or shame for not fully stepping into your light, or whatever it may be. Stop being envious of other people for living in their truth and start to do it. Make that contract with yourself that you deserve that too. You do deserve it. Nobody can take it from you. You deserve to have that wonderful, beautiful life. You deserve that healing. Make the contract and make the dedication to yourself in order to follow your truth, okay? In order to be happy and be healed and help the others around you to find that happiness and healing. The cards are falling out today, you guys, every time. And so it says financial constraints is how to align with your life's purpose. So my interpretation, it has, oops, now I can't hear you. Give me a moment. Okay. I wasn't able to hear you guys anyways, but my headphones popped out of my microphone. Anyways, so this card, number 8 card, is how to align with your life's purpose this year. I mean, it's financial constraints. It's the number 4, and it's a bare cupboard. There's a couple of coins in there. There's a book, but there's a lot of spider webs, and it's a bare cupboard, okay? So my interpretation, in order, following with what the cards that have been laid out for this year, we need to remember that money is not the main focus in your truest happiness, in your true life's purpose. And this is not how to align with it, in having the goal of just a financial gain, is how I'm interpreting this. You have to realize what truly makes your soul happy is what is going is what's going to help you align with your purpose, is what's going to help you find that healing this year. It's what's going to help when you follow your intuition instead of following the dollar sign. You're going to be able to step into healing, into your best life. You're going to be able to do all the things that you've been wanting to do and have not done yet. Okay? So we've got number 8. That was how to align with your life's purpose. And how to live your best and highest life this year. Remember not to focus on the money. The money will come. You will be okay. Everything works out for you and your highest good, and you have to remember that. Okay? You will be taken care of. Follow the signs, follow the symbols. Heal the self. Find the doorway and heal the self. Okay? And how to live our best and highest life this year. This is the next card. Remember, it's not money. It's the thinking woman. It's the number 11, which can reduce down to 2. So I think we've got 2. 47 reduces to 11. That's number 2. And it is the thinking woman. Female of wisdom or understanding. It holds... I'm going to read this book because... So she's looking at the book and she's content, and there's a butterfly, but she has a lot of learning she's done, I guess. I don't know. Let's interpret this card. Let's read. It's ready to lead us to higher understanding of what this life, I guess, is about. This woman could be a friend. It could be the feminine aspect of yourself. And I feel like that is definitely what it is. More of the feminine aspects, the female energies, are stepping into power in government, in the world, in just every day. More females are stepping into their power. But the feminine energies, understanding your feelings, getting in touch with our feelings, knowing that it is okay to feel, and we can transmute and heal those negative energies that we have felt before and understand these. Don't dwell in it, but realize what they have taught us. Understand that all the lessons from this year. So it says she could be a teacher brought to your life at this time to take you into a new direction. And that's what 2020 has done, okay? And this is what the card again for is how to live your best life. How to live your best and highest life this year. Is following that new direction, the new beginnings, trusting your intuition, knowing that it's not just money that's going to guide you there, right? We've got to follow the signs and the symbols in our heart. Allow yourself to be mindful and be aware. This will bring you clarity, and you will be able to help the world heal, finding your voice, being able to shine through all of the crap, through all the lessons we've learned, through all the stuff that we've taken from last year, knowing that, you know, our plans don't always work out exactly how we want them to, but they are shifting us into a higher purpose and into a better life for us, for all of us. Realize that, welcome back, Foxy. Realize that all of the crap that we go through, all of the lessons in the healing, and the success that we would like to create is up to us. This spread just, for me, it just solidifies the law of attraction, and that, you know, the 2019, it was a big change for me, and I felt the energy shifting and boiling and brewing. Like there was something that was going to happen that I wasn't aware of and I wasn't sure how, but I knew it was going to shift, and I felt like it was for me. But then I felt it was on a bigger level, and me and my coworker, and I probably have discussed this, have talked about it before, but didn't, you know, before the podcast or anything, and had talked about, you know, the big shift that's going to happen and like something's going to give and it's going to be a crazy change. And then all of the COVID and then the George Floyd and then just all of the craziness of this whole year, the election and just everything. has given me the awareness that chaos can ensue around us constantly. It's up to us and our intention to shift that energy, what's going on. You can't control anything outside of you. You can only control yourself. Are you going to heal you and keep going despite what's going on? Or are you going to allow yourself to cave into that? Are you going to give your power away? Are you going to take victory over things? Are you going to follow that intuition? Are you going to set that contract with yourself to know that you deserve happiness and health? And when you don't follow the dollar sign, wealth naturally comes to you. Think about what this next year is to bring for you. Don't dwell on the shit from the past. Think about what you would like to manifest. How can you take lead? The daily cards, the card readings for the year, it's very powerful, you guys. I'll write up a little summary for today. I will publish today's show. I'm going to, it may take a moment because I'm going to download it and edit the first part out because it was just a banter, but I would like for you to realize that all the craziness of this year is a blessing in disguise. Let's heal ourselves. In healing ourselves, we heal the world around us. We heal generations that have passed. And we can create an amazing future for ourselves as well. And for the whole earth, we are constantly co-creating with everyone and everything around us. So let's take that power, allow ourselves to shift and kind of mold with how things go, be flexible in our plans. Let's take the lessons from the storms this year and all the soul connections that we have made and create a new age. It's the age of the Aquarius. Look it up, you guys. A whole shift in focus and energies and healing and what this world is truly about for all of us. I hope you guys enjoyed that reading. I did. It was really interesting how it played out and kind of corresponded. Anybody care? Thank you, Smith. You're so sweet. Anybody care to get a clarifying card or anything that they would like to address for the year? Maybe, I mean, it could be possibly just personal to add to the reading or for in general for the whole. I'm willing to pull another card from another pack if anybody would like. Oh my gosh, Brina, you're so amazing. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much for this year and for showing me the love and helping me step into what truly makes me happy is helping others and guiding others to heal themselves. I had to heal myself and it was a hard life. I was constantly looking outside of myself for somebody to heal me until I realized I need somebody to help guide me to heal myself. Give me a little pointer here and there and then I'll work on my little practices and yes, I will heal myself. That's what us healers do. It's what these empaths do. We heal each other by healing ourselves and showing each other that it is possible. So Fox, what number? We'll pull from any deck, so you can choose 1 through 14 now. So 7, we'll start again, because that was did you know that? I don't think you knew that. J-Baby chose 7 for the year. And that's something that we're doing again. Now we're going with 7 because 7-7, everybody, we had 7s in this reading. The numbers that reduced down, we had a couple of the 7s. Chose the deck twice, 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's the psychic tarot. And that one I think is the one that has all the numbers for the numerology that I thought was in this deck because it's the same kind of colors. 7 is screaming today. 7... I'll take 7 for the theme of next year as well. So we'll look at this number of 7 right now before I even shuffle these cards, okay? Because this book does have that. And you can all, you guys, when I scream out, hey, that symbol is this, or that rock means that, or you should get this to help you, or this number means that, or whatever, I'm Googling half of it, and I'm gathering a few different sites and that information. So remember that what you feel, that intuitive, that spark, that hit me, that message, that is for you. Whatever doesn't hit for you, disregard. That's how these readings work. Sometimes all the information is completely accurate and hits on point and you don't know how. Some of it is like a couple messages do hit. Yes, that makes sense, but not all of them. So like I said, in any reader that tells you they're completely accurate, 100% of the time is wrong. Do not pay them, okay? So number 7 is spirituality, inner awareness, mastery, wisdom, insight, and success. That is the numbers that come up with the numerology according to the ancient system of numerology. It's also in the psychic tarot deck is where I'm getting this little list. But so we've got, let's see. We had 7 a couple times. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4 sevens. And then we had 10 a couple times, right? We had 5. There's a 6. We had 6 a couple times in the threes. And we had an 11 and a 2. So 2 and the 11, that can be interpreted as the 2. So 2. So we'll go to 10, which would be 1. Beginnings, initiation, leadership, self, courage, willpower. Taking those soul contracts and having that willpower to connect and be fully committed to yourself, right? So then the number 5 is change, realignment, freedom, travel. We got the 7. So 6 is harmony, appreciation. It's harmony is co-creating, right? With something. Co-creating, self-sacrifice, loyalty, responsibility is what 6s are coming up as. 3 is Trinity harmony again. We're coming into harmony with self and those around us. Expansion, advancement. Number 11 can be as number 2. Balance, duality, partnership, choices, reflection, diversity. Again, the 1, we got a bunch of 1s for the 7. That's 4. 4 is structure, foundation. Yeah, but 7 is a big... is the big theme for this year, you guys. 7 again is that spirituality, inner awareness, mastery, wisdom, insight, success. We're getting successful this year because we are going inside, because we are becoming aware, right? Because we're realizing that we can heal ourselves. That's the door to healing and happiness. All right, so Let's get another clarifying card for the year. Foxy chose again the 7, right? So we'll shuffle these cards and see what the 7, or this. If it is a number 7 on this deck, that would be pretty cool. This next card. But we'll see what this comes out. Woo! Okay, so we're going to shuffle these cards that fell out because that was a whole bunch of cards and we're not. That's a lot. Okay, so there's 3 that are upright. And there's a bunch that aren't. So we'll take the 3 that are upright. Give me a moment. They all fell on the ground. There's a bunch. That energy is potent today, you guys. All right, hold on. All right, so we got another 4. Says discontent and boredom. We are ready for change. So 2 4s. Okay, so this discontent and boredom with this last year, everybody I completely feel has been completely discontent and bored with the social distancing and not being able to go out and do anything, right? We've been so discontent and bored. Ready for change. Definitely ready for change. And again, what is number 4? Let's go back and look at this. That wasn't the energy. Where did I put the book? All right. So again, number 4. Let's remember. See, I smoked and so I don't remember. Four is structure, foundation, realizing stable foundations and planning. So this discontent and boredom, this whole crap from this last year has made us aware that we need to follow our true calling. We got to follow our intuition. We need to listen to the signs. We need to open the door to our healing and our happiness, right? This is setting, again, the next card, the second four, is a firm foundation, structure. All this crap that we've learned from this last year, this discontent and boredom, is creating this firm foundation. So the thinking woman, the intuition, remember we were, let's go back to that card again. What was she saying? The thinking woman. The feminine energy is stepping into power for the higher understanding, right? So taking that higher understanding and that foundation for that, bringing all these new things, stepping into how we can really clearly, fully help this world and shift everything. And the last card. So 4-4, the two cards, right? The third card, that these three were the upright cards. The last card. And this is just beautiful for all of those of you who know of the late, great, amazing man, the pod god, jetblackempowerment.org, I believe .org, Aaron Jones. He has brought a lot of hope for all of us this year. That card jumped out, and there was one individual in this light. I'm going to put hope. I'm not even going to post all of these cards. That is my choice. So if you guys would like personally to see all these cards for the year, that's fine. However, this last card was the hope card, and it's 8. It's 17. 1 + 7 = 8. So the 2 4s equal the 8. The theme of the year is 7, right? 7 is spirituality, inner awareness, mastery, insight, success. 8, strength, organization, power, hope. We have hope for this year. There's one guy, and in the around, well, it's an orb, and it looks like an individual in this orb. And around this orb is so many other different people, like figures, if you check it out. Bands, I feel so special. Happy New Year. Thank you for coming in. How are you? We were doing like the card spread for the year. And so we did the 12 cards, and it was telling us that we were coming out of a storm, right? I've been good, shifting a lot of things. So we're coming out of the storm of 2020. That's the, that was the, what we were bringing into this new year is the storm warning that we have been on guard. But also the another card that came out with that was the caring connections, all the connections that we have built through the storm, right? The lessons from the last year had been that we hold the key, that we are the ones that are able to walk through that door to healing and happiness. Nothing outside of ourselves can do that. The third card was the blessings from the last year is learning that our plans, the strategy card, plans don't always follow through with how we plan things. We got to make sure we have a strategy to go with the flow and also to shift our plans. And the number was 3 on that card, which is expansion and advancement and harmony, right? The theme for the new year, which is an amazing card. I'm so happy this card came out because, again, the age of the Aquarius, the healer, helping shift new things. And again, we hold the door to healing. The theme of the year came out to be healer of the ages. Our truest dreams and desires for this, the card was victory, which was pretty magical. And how to manifest these things is through intuition, the goddess of the moon card, number 7, intuition. And the message from our higher selves is to set that contract with ourselves. Don't be envious of anybody else, right? There was two cards that came out, six and the two, but envy and contracts. Set the contract with ourselves to follow our intuition and guide ourselves, not for the money, which was number eight, which is how to align with our life purpose. It said financial constraints. So not to align with the money and focus on the money, but to focus on our true happiness and our true goals. And the last card of the year in the spread, it was a 9-card spread, but we pulled clarifiers, is the thinking woman. And the thinking woman was going within and representing a side of ourselves that's ready to blossom and bring clarity and assistance to the world. So following our true self, healing and finding our happiness. A few clarifying cards were the discontent and boredom, number four, and the setting the firm foundation this last year. They were both fours. Four plus four equals eight, which bands the number eight card. It's 17. And that card from this deck, if you remember that day, that night, when we were all kind of sad that, well, we all were sad. The Pod God, the Hope card that had jumped out that day, that always, this card definitely completely always reminds me of him. Not just the hope that we were hoping things would turn out differently, but the hope that he had instilled in every single one of us for everybody just connecting with ourselves and being happy and going within and not listening to anybody else's shit, but truly making ourselves happy, giving us that hope that we can do anything. He gave me that hope that don't listen to anybody else, just do what makes me happy. And hence here I am with this podcast and reading cards for everybody because, you know, I wanted to help. We got that firm foundation from this year of all the drama and the bullshit. We are now realizing that nothing outside of us can affect what we're going through if we don't allow it. We have to focus within and follow our intuition and follow what truly will make us happy. We got to set a contract with ourselves. Dedicate our healing and our happiness to ourselves first. And once other people see that we are happy and that we can make ourselves truly healed and happy, that they will be able to follow our example, right? The healer doesn't heal people. The healer allows people to see that they can heal themselves. All of you here have been set here for a reason in this time for change and shifting. There is hope in this craziness. Don't allow the weight of this last year to continue to hold on to you as we shift into this new time. Don't resolve to do this or do that. Let's consistently make these small changes and shift each moment and each day to be happy for ourselves in order to be happy and help other people as well. Okay? Have that hope. Listen to your intuition and listen to the signs. That's my biggest thing for us because we all see it. Don't ignore the signs and the symbols and the messages that you get. We all hear them. Heal yourselves. We've been getting that message all year. Don't allow the fear to get to you. Heal yourself. Go with it. Meditate. Listen to music. Laugh. Joke. Imagine, create, whatever you need to do. The theme for this year is inner awareness, mastery, wisdom, success. We're going to have that victory. Be aware, you guys. Master self. Be mindful. I love you all. Does anybody want a personal reading before we close out the show? I think I'm going to, I will post these cards. I'm going back and forth. You know the Libra in me, you guys. I will post the cards for the year on probably, we'll see how I can do this. I'll set it up on the little spread. But If anybody would like a personal card real quick, just to close off this last year, I will. And if not, we will close out this year. I completely appreciate every single one of you that have followed me this year, that have purchased a reading, that have asked for a sample reading, that have given me a testimonial, that have encouraged me, that have advertised for me. I know Banzi is here. I felt special. Came to see me on the end of the year. Anyone, all of you, each and every one of you that even, you know, that has a certain judgment about tarot cards. I know there's a few people out there that feel it's witchcraft or the devil or whatever you may call it. I appreciate all of you because you push me to do better and to be better and to want to heal others, because I know any fear or any judgment is only a misconception or a pain or something that has happened. I have went through a lot of crap, and I know the victim mentality. I know the fear. I know living in scarcity. And I know that I created all that for myself. As I look back and I see my mindset and my feelings and my thoughts and all the different things, even despite I had a lot of crap go on in my life, there is a lot. It's all a choice of how you allow it to push you. And if I can help push you guys, that, or even just motivate you to, you know, get through the day a little bit, whatever it may be, if I can help a little bit, that then I've accomplished my goal. And all of the other crap, the beans you guys are giving me, all the, you know, paid readings and all that, I completely appreciate it. I do want to step into this and do it as a career, and things will be shifting and more things will be added. But you guys have helped me, and I appreciate you. And just know that you can step into your power too, no matter how fucking crazy you may think it may be. I never thought I'd be reading cards. I know I wanted to help people heal. It never was freaking tarot or oracle. I was thinking I was going to massage people all my life. That's not what is in store. I know that now. And I'm ready to see how this next year evolves. I'm not holding on to any specific huge goal. I'm ever changing and evolving. And I'm going to allow the universe to guide me where I need to be. For you and for me and for anybody that I encounter. And I love you, and thank you for coming here. Happy New Year. Thank you, 2020, for bringing the clarity and the vision and the insight for me. That is what I had posted or written about when I had when I started last year's insight and focus and vision, and it truly has been that for me, and I'm ready to see how I can create this next year. I'm ready to see what we all create. It's going to be together as well as each one of us creating some amazing things, and I'm so looking forward to this. Let's shift the energy. Let's transmute the craziness of this last year and heal not just ourselves, but the world, and let's have some fun. We're going to have fun while we do it, you guys. I guarantee you. I love you. Please contact me if you would like a private reading. You can have a paid reading. I'm more than willing to give you a sample one card reading. My website is wholeeshift.com. wholeeshift.com. I typed it into the live chat if you are here at the live. Also, you can go to that website. Up in the right-hand corner is a link for the Facebook group, the Facebook page, the Instagram page, the Twitter, and also, I mean, if you're here on Podbean listening to this podcast, again, the podcast link for the page. I appreciate you all. I will publish this later. Thank you for being a part of my new year. Thank you for all joining me in this amazing journey, and I can't wait to see what we got in store. Bye, guys.